Morning. Jesus said in Matthew 5, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body to go into hell." So we talked about sanctification this morning, growing in Christ, becoming conformed to the image of Christ. These verses are simply, what do we have in our lives that are restricting us from doing that, causing us not to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, being conformed to his image? So we need to look every day, our dealings with people, our dealings with our spouses. What is keeping us from becoming more Christ-like? Is it worth having it? Is it worth having your right hand if it offends God? What you're doing with your right hand, your left hand, your mind. It doesn't say cut your mind out, but I think you know where I'm going with this. So we need to take inventory every day. What do we got in our lives? And as I'm standing here right now telling you this, I am actually taking inventory. There are things in my life causing me not to be conformed to the image of God. It would be better to get rid of those things, whatever they may be, than to not be conformed to the image of Christ. So with that, let's go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks, praise, honor, and glory, Father, for this wonderful day that we could sing your praises. As in Sunday school, we looked at your word, Father, how we could be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, how we could grow with your power, Father, into being a better Christian, a better person, have a more fruitful life to your glory, Father. We just ask that as the service goes on today, that you bless the words that Mark speaks in his sermon, and that everybody that speaks today, that those words come directly from you, Father, to the praise of your glory. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.